Let's Talk is the devotional podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church, and it's designed to give you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Those familiar words from the hymn written by Helen Limmel in 1922 seem an appropriate introduction to Psalm 123. We've been looking at the Songs of Ascent for the last few Wednesdays. These are the 15 psalms believed to have been sung by the Jews as they made their pilgrimage to Jerusalem to go to the temple. Today we'll look at the fourth Song of Ascent, Psalm 123, which says this, "To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens, behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud." In this brief four-verse psalm, we have a wonderful example of what our friend Daniel Henderson calls 2-2 praying, which is basically a prayer of two movements. Part one is an expression of God's worthiness, and the second movement is a confession of our neediness. Simply put, it begins with a declaration that God is worthy to be sought, followed by an acknowledgement of the fact that we are needy. This presents a clear contrast between man in his great state of need and God, who lacks absolutely nothing. In Psalm 123, we find someone who seems to be in desperate need and nearly overwhelmed by the contempt of the proud and scornful. These are strong words that express deep emotion. However, it's notable that the psalm does not begin there. Instead, the psalm begins by declaring that God is worthy, worthy to be sought. Notice how this is expressed by the psalmist. "To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens." We sense that the psalmist has a high view of God, one who is exalted, and yet the source of the mercy he's seeking. What a beautiful expression of God's worthiness. He's enthroned in heaven, indicating that he's king, possessing dominion over all creation. He is Lord and Master, infinitely greater than any human, no matter their position of power. The one enthroned in heaven is full of mercy and worthy to be sought. In fact, God is referred to as the Father of mercies in 2 Corinthians 1:3. The tone of this psalm is set in this beautiful first movement as it describes God as the merciful King enthroned in heaven, high and lifted up. The deep neediness of the psalmist is expressed in the remaining verses that we refer to as the second movement of this 2-2 prayer. The expression of neediness is marked by an attitude of submission and expectancy before the Lord God. The psalmist describes knowing that his position requires looking up to God the same way a servant looks to his master for instruction. This clearly implies an attitude of humility, humbly submitting to the service of someone else, working on their timetable, not our own, and all the while keeping your eyes firmly fixed on the one in charge. The psalmist says that he has had more than enough of contempt, scorn, and bad treatment. He's had it, and he responds by crying out to God, telling it like it is, and pleading for mercy. So the prayer concludes in the second movement with the humble cry of a needy soul looking to God for mercy. These four verses give us a lot to consider. We find here a wonderful pattern for prayer, both personal and corporate. Begin by praising God for who he is. Remember his attributes and talk to him about his worthiness to be worshipped. This is sometimes referred to as seeking the face of God, and it looks like taking the time to consider the beauty of Christ. It might include recalling the ways you've seen his faithfulness in the past, or meditating on a biblical account of God's amazing power. This is how we lift up our eyes to God, enthroned in heaven. Something amazing happens to our attitude when we spend time seeking God's face. Somehow we're able to see differently after spending time considering God's character. Once we've reminded ourselves of who God is and what He's able to do, we see the world differently. We are still just as needy, but we see the world through the lens of God's greatness, and that changes everything. As you develop the pattern of praying in two movements, the order is significant. First, expressing God's worthiness, and then our own neediness. The order of turning our eyes to God first is terribly important. Why? Because this allows us to view the situation we're facing through the lens of God, whereas turning it around puts us in danger of viewing God through the lens of the problem. Don't hesitate to express your neediness to God in dependency and expectancy, because He really is the source of the mercy we all need. But first, look to God in worship and reverence, and it really will literally change the way you see the rest of the world. Let's pray. Lord, truly You are worthy to be sought, so I seek Your face and thank You for Your wonderful mercy that is new every morning. Protect us from a distorted view of who You are. Give us eyes to see and understand You for who You truly are, because we are needy people and we can't do this unless we have Your help. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Check out the BFC website or download our new app for more information about the various ministries available for all ages at Bible Fellowship Church. Remember, come what may, God is worthy to be sought.